You're listening to The Narrators. Today's story comes from my co-host and founding member of Bumpport Theater Company, Aaron Rollman. Theme of the show was Patterns.
So here we go. I don't know how many of you have tried to masturbate when you're really, really not into it. I'm here to tell you that it's not easy, if you didn't know that. I'll back up a little bit. I'm not very good at recognizing patterns in my own body. Like this meat sack remains a huge mystery to me. I'm constantly surprised by things that have definitely happened before. I think it's maybe related to the fact that I believe that I am a good caregiver for other people, but definitely not a good caregiver for myself. I have trouble recognizing that I even have needs and then meeting them and addressing them. So the first few times I got a migraine, I thought it was just like a bad headache, you know, like the old standard debilitating headache where you can't move or talk or think or do anything. Just a headache. And the fact that I violently threw up didn't set off any alarms for me. Like, I legit thought something was off with the Tylenol that I was taking for my headache, because I'm like, I just keep throwing it up right away. I didn't connect the vomiting with the headache, didn't think they were related. I'm definitely often not in tune with my own body. Eventually, I did figure it out. Thankfully, I very rarely get those migraines. I certainly haven't gotten them often enough to determine if there's a trigger. So it'll take lots more times for me to be smart enough to establish if there's a pattern to when I get my migraines or not. But over the past 4 to 5 years, my periods have gotten worse and worse and more frequent. They were very sporadic for my entire life, which is chaos for someone who forgets that they live in a body. And then you're like, oh my God, I was like constantly taken aback. I'm like, I'm bleeding again? This already happened. Like, it's like laundry. You have to keep dealing with it, which I think is a real fucked up thing about life. And then the past 2 to 3 years, I've developed these really persistent headaches every time I get my period. And it took me, honestly, a long time to realize that the two things were related again. You know, I was like, that's so weird. I keep getting these headaches. It's like right after my period. I figured it out eventually, and I talked to my OBGYN, and she recommended taking NSAIDs for it specifically, which I cannot take because I only have one kidney. And she was clear that acetaminophen-based drugs, pain relievers, would not work, which I already knew that, because they don't work for that headache. And thanks to the internet, I slowly figured out a system that would sort of relieve this nagging pain behind my right eye that was like constantly there for maybe 4 to 5 days. Then nausea started accompanying the headaches. And yes, it took me many more months to realize that it was happening at the same time. But at least I could keep the headache part under control. So I was like, okay, I can deal with a little bit of nausea. That's not so bad. And then this month happened. And last week, we were doing the final performances of a show, and everything just started going badly. And my tried and true method to get rid of this headache was not working. And then the nausea set in. And because I don't remember that that's what's been happening with my periods, I was like, I'm getting the other kind of migraine. I'm getting the debilitating kind where I'm going to be lying in bed and I can't do anything. And I'm definitely not going to be doing the show. The show would be impossible. So I was really worried. Spoiler alert. What I now get to experience on the regular are just called menstrual migraines, a bonus different kind of migraine that I get to have as I age, which is really exciting. they're super unpleasant, but they are more manageable than the other kind where I just, my whole body shuts down. So it's late in the afternoon and I'm panicking that I'm not going to be able to perform and I don't want to cancel. There's only two shows left and I'm icing my neck and I'm icing my eye and I'm taking medications that I know aren't going to work and I'm using pressure points and I'm drinking caffeine, which has actually helped me in small doses, though it is sometimes problematic for migraines, and the show is fast approaching. And so then I think about the time that I read that sometimes orgasms can reduce migraines. And I think about how I've talked with my fellow migraine havers about that fun fact and how we've all agreed that masturbating is literally the last thing that you can imagine doing when you're in that kind of pain. And then I think about the show that I have to perform. And I can't do it feeling the way I'm feeling, and I don't want to cancel. And so for my job, I masturbated when I didn't want to. And it's very difficult. Do not recommend. 0 out of 5 stars. I did get through the show. I maybe felt some small relief from the masturbation, but I think it was just me convincing myself of that because of the absurdity of what I had done for my job. And I did not get paid overtime to do that. And I am filing a report with HR. It for sure wasn't a miracle cure. I'll say that about it. So, like, maybe don't bother if you're a migraine haver. Anyway, I do feel like now I need to go back and talk with my doctor about other options, maybe hormone adjustments at this point, because I definitely know that I can't be dealing with this situation on the regular, and it does seem like it's going to be something that keeps happening. I probably would have already made the appointment with the doctor. It's been a few days now, but I'm not very good at taking care of myself. So I told you that in the beginning, and I'm telling you again at the end. Thank you so much, everybody. Please take some of those costumes from the lobby.
Keep it going for Erin Rollman. Oh, man. Is produced by me, Ron Doyle, and Erin Rollman, with help from Karen Wachtel, Jesse Witten, Scott Carney, and Sydney Crane. Our music is by Gabby Gutierrez-Reed and Kevin Matthews. Special thanks to our sponsors, Bumpport Theater Company, Illegal Pete's, Wanna Brands, and Great Divide Brewing Company. We'll be back next week with a new episode. If you're in Denver, please join us for one of our live shows, which take place on the third Wednesday of every month. For more information about the live show or past episodes of this podcast, you can click on the link in our show notes or visit our website, thenarrators.org. Thanks for listening.